Coming up Thursday, this is an event we're very familiar with here at KSRO, and Sonoma County is too. It really is a shining light in terms of what we do for each other in a regular year. And to help us to talk about Dining Out for Life on Thursday is Mary Bigelow Gale. She is the Grand Poobah. She's the events manager of Dining Out for Life. And on the phone, we have with us one of the Spinster sisters, Liza Hinman, is here. Liza, good morning to you. There she is. Hi, Liza.
Hello.
All right. Good to have
you
with us. Everybody's on board now. That's very good. Dining Out for Life, you know, we've been a little concerned about our normal, regular, nonprofit events over the course of the last 8 weeks or so and moving through toward the end of the year. Concerned, of course, because so much money and so much energy is going toward fire relief. And you don't seem to be worried about Dining Out for Life at all.
Well, what I'm hearing and feeling from our community and the restaurant owners, they're excited to continue to be able to support Food for Thought through this event. They've stood with us for so many years. It's our 16th year of the event, and they want people to come out and dine. They want people to come and find their comfort in the menu and the food and the ambiance.
And describe for us, for folks who have not been here while this event has gone on, what Dining Out for Life is and means.
Dining Out for Life, we have 65 restaurants in Sonoma County that have partnered with us that will be giving anywhere from 50% to 25% of the bill that you go out and dine at that day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Spinster Sisters is a breakfast, lunch, and dinner restaurant. And they have wonderful food.
Yeah, I can tell you that because Mary brought some of your food in, Liza, and it smells pretty fantastic in the radio station here. It's nice to meet you over the phone. And ever since, you know, you started this, what I thought was a very bizarre project, that is transforming the Astro Motel on Santa Rosa Avenue. And look what you've done.
Yeah, it's really come a long way. It's a pretty beautiful project. We're very proud of it.
Yeah, you should be. And we're stunned and happily amazed by what you've been able to do with that location. And I guess there was no hesitation for you, even this year, being part of Dining Out for Life, right?
Absolutely not. This event for us is really important to what we do. You know, it's supporting our community directly, which we are always looking to do. And it brings in people. We get so many people who months out make a reservation intentionally for this day because they feel so good about supporting this cause. And and it's a way we see people who come year after year. And it's a way to check in with our loyal customers and to feel like we're really contributing to Sonoma County, which is always important to us.
And don't you think it's a great night too, dining out, which is Thursday and morning, noon, and night, I should say. A great opportunity for people to check out the restaurants they've been wanting to go to but haven't made yet.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that I always look at the list and think to myself, like, oh, there are a couple places here that I really have been dying to get to. And I think there's great variety of the restaurants that participate and, you know, all over the county. And I think it's a great reason to take a chance on that place you've always meant to try because you know that it's also going to such a great cause.
And Mary, how many restaurants are participating this year?
I have 65 restaurants.
Wow.
And like Liza mentioned, you know, they are from all over the county. I have them in Petaluma, Sonoma, Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park.
Up on the river, I imagine.
Yep. Guerneville, wonderful restaurants up there. Bodega Bay. So, you know, really Windsor, Healdsburg. You know, really take advantage. It's a wonderful evening. I've got ambassadors that will be at each one to greet you and to thank you for coming and for Dining Out for Life at that restaurant.
Well, I'm going to remember that because at some point I am going to retire and I'll need, kind of a part-time gig.
I'll find you a place.
Maybe an ambassador for Dining Out for Life would be good. Tell us where the proceeds go.
Well, Food for Thought is a food bank out in West County. We've been out there since 1988. And we help people with HIV and other serious illnesses. We have over 800 clients that we serve. We're primarily volunteer-based. based. We have 600 volunteers that help serve our clients and push out all these events that I have. So even though I may look like the main head, I really have a lot of worker bees that make this happen. If it wasn't for, especially on this event, for our ambassadors, we would not be able to do what we do. Last year, we were able to raise $158,000 in one day.
Wow.
And most of the proceeds of that were through our donations that come in that you're offered if you would like to be a part of that, that your ambassador will talk to you about.
And this is another great indicator because, as I mentioned, you know, I've been a little concerned for a lot of the nonprofits who could normally count on our money at this time of the year. And a lot of events have had to be canceled because of the fires, and all of those fundraising possibilities have been limited at best. This may be really a shining example of the fact that we don't need to worry as much as we thought, because the generosity travels well beyond the fire parameters.
Yes. And, you know, we too had, you know, clients that were displaced. If they weren't displaced, they were taking in family members.
Yeah.
It was really a dynamic event in Forestville itself. Daniel up at Backyard had put together a team of people that just streamed in for 2 weeks. And we were able to partner with him or them up there in terms of if they needed delivery space, if they needed freezer space. We have a chef that comes in and cooks for our communal meals, which we do communal meals for our clients 3 days a week. So Kobe was able to go up and help, you know, work in the kitchen to pump out. I think they did over 18,000 meals in 2 weeks. And so for a little town of Forestville, of just being able to say, okay, let's collaborate, let's get together. What do you need?
And really Liza, amazing. Chefs in Sonoma County, it's hard to know what to say.
Yes.
In terms of describing how often and how thoroughly they stepped in to help.
Oh, yeah. I think that, I mean, what we know is healing through food, and that's what we do. It's our, you know, it's our automatic response is to feed people and help support them that way. So I think it was, you know, you saw this immediate gut response from everyone that they wanted to get out there and help as much as possible, whether it was, you know, it may have been that they were able to volunteer and help like Backyard do amazing work, or it was just getting their business back online and opening their doors so that
Absolutely.
Customers were able to get back to normal and get back to their routines and go somewhere, you know, that where they could talk to their friends and their neighbors about their experiences and have a sense of comfort and hospitality from their favorite restaurants. So, yeah, I think it was chefs were a huge piece of that intense time.
And I think you're right. I can't even imagine how many thousands of extra meals were prepared over the course of the last almost 8 weeks. It's beyond counting at this stage of the game. Don't you find it, you know, since you deal with the public too, I find that it is as important and as necessary for people to tell their stories today as it was almost 8 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. I think that everywhere I go, people check in and, you know, and have moments of reflection and kind of where have we come from there, or, you know, where friends or family are at right now. And, you know, I think it's important to keep processing what we all communally went through, but also it's part of the process of moving forward.
Absolutely. And I've been telling people about this event. Yes, we're there to raise money, but it really is about the relationship, and especially during this time. What a great opportunity to grab those people that you know are displaced or that really just need that, you know, that comfort of a friend and of talking about what their experience has been. And
yeah.
To go out to eat. I mean, pick out one of the restaurants, and you're not only, you know, being able to help those people, but you're helping the restaurant, which is in turn helping food for thoughts. So it's, to me, a really beautiful,
it's a marriage.
It is. Really is.
It is a marriage.
It works well.
I am surprised though, that since, you know, any of the restaurants and all of the restaurants reopened, after the fires, I'm surprised that all your customers didn't end up in the kitchen with you because as we know, in the kitchen with food and with friends is about the best possible place you could be.
I think a few of them may have tried, that's for sure.
Yeah, might have gotten a little tight in there, though. I don't know.
So where is, tell our listeners where the best place is to go to figure out, find out who is on board with Dining Out for Life and where they can make a reservation.
They can go to our website, which is fftfoodbank.org, and you can click on that and look for the events page, and Dining Out for Life will come up, and you'll be able to see the participating restaurants.
fftffoodbank.org.
No, FF.
FFT.
Food Bank.
Oh, right. fftfoodbank.org.
Yes.
Let me get that right.
Yes.
fftfoodbank.org.
Yes. And I did look at your menu, Liza, for dinner, and it looks amazing.
So for Thursday, what are you serving up, Liza?
Well, we've got a lot of our house favorites on the menu, such as our kale salad, our steak, which we have our roasted chicken right now with Brussels sprouts and delicata squash, that's fall favorite. And a beautiful house-made pasta with a pork ragu. That's lovely. And then during the day, you know, our South Bay scramble and our black bean tostada are always customer favorites in the daytime. So lots of options.
Absolutely.
And that's with the Spitzer sisters. And how's it going at the old Astro Motel anyway?
The Astro has really launched in a great way. You know, it was a rocky time to start a new business, but yeah. we were really glad we were able to help with our community and house some people during the fires, and then transitioned into a new motel. And we've been getting, you know, really great feedback. And people have come from out of town and don't know the history of the Astro. I've just thought it's this lovely place in Santa Rosa today. And I think, as you're saying, a lot of the Santa Rosa residents have been really happily surprised with the new direction of the property and how it's going to help change the face of Northern Santa Rosa Avenue.
Absolutely.
New face of the property. There's an understatement for you, Liza. Well, congratulations. I mean, you know, we talked.
Thank you.
Really, as somebody who's been around Santa Rosa a long time, I can say it's definitely a new face. And it might be the whole body is new. As far as that goes. and the reviews are in, and they're all very good. And thank you, Liza, and all of the other dozens and dozens of restaurants taking part in Dining Out for Life this Thursday. It is a more than worthy cause.
Absolutely. Thank you for this opportunity.
So glad to do it.
Yes.
Oh, listen, I'm anxious to hear. Now, also, one more thing. Would you suggest that people better make reservations for Thursday? Yes?
I always say call the restaurant. You know, some of them, they don't care, they don't mind, but the majority of them like to get a head count or at least some sort of approximate.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Just to be on the safe side might be a good idea to make reservations for Thursday night.
Yeah, and weather's supposed to be clear and nice evening. It's going to be really nice.
It is.
Yeah, so
success is very nearby with this effort. I can feel it in my bones. Congratulations in advance to the two of you, and thank you for being an important part of this community.
Thank you so much.
All right, Liza,
we'll
see you over there at the Astro and at Spinster Sisters, of course. Nice
Great.
To have you
Wonderful.
Here.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Liza. Appreciate it.
Look forward to it.
All right, that is Liza Hinman, one of the Spinster Sisters, and Mary Bigelow Gale here, the event manager for Dining Out for Life. Mary, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Good success to you on Thursday night.
Thank
I know
you.
You're going to have it.